Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Glenn Wiggle of the Financial Guys is joining us live. Glenn, recession talk is all over the place. It kind of started creeping into the conversation after last Wednesday when there was an 800-point drop in the Dow. Would you agree that that's kind of where this all started?
Actually, I think I'd go back a little bit further. I think that some of the pundits, especially the Democrat Party, have been trying to talk recession for a couple of months now. Wednesday, you saw an inversion of the yield curve, so the 10-year Treasury note dipped below the 2-year note, and that kind of, you know, put the icing on the cake and kind of sent a panic through Wall Street when you saw the sell-off. Later in the week, it recovered, and the longer-term bonds yield popped back up, and as a result, you had a little bit of a relief rally in the market late in the week, and it looks like you had the same thing today.
Do you think the recession talk is real?
I think that as the trade war goes on and as the economy continues to slow, I think that the probability of a recession increases. Of course, nothing is guaranteed. But I think given the current market conditions of what's going on, I think there's probably a 50-50 chance. You know, a lot of the eyes will be looking at Jay Powell, you know, not only this week when he makes some comments on Thursday at Jackson Hole, but also when the Fed meeting coming up in September. So you're going to see a lot of choppiness, I think, between now and at least the Fed meeting. Because we're going to be waiting to see if he is going to indeed cut rates or not. And that will send, a strong signal to the market, depending on what he does.
What defines a recession?
A recession, technically, by textbook terms, is two consecutive quarters of negative GDP growth. So a slowdown in the economy to the point where it goes negative. So right now, the second quarter GDP, which is a measure of the overall economic growth, was about 2% or 2.1 for the second quarter. A recession would mean that that would dip into negative territory and then stay there for two consecutive quarters.
Okay. That said, you know, we looked at that volatility last week with the market. Do you expect really more of the same this week?
I do. I think you're going to see kind of this back and forth. You know, sometimes it depends on what Trump tweets in a day regarding the trade war with China. So, you know, I think there's a lot of uncertainty in the market. And, of course, whenever you have uncertainty, is when you're going to get a lot of volatility. And we're uncertain about interest rates right now. We're uncertain about the yield curve. We're uncertain about global economic conditions. We're uncertain about the trade war. So you've got a lot of these factors that are causing the market to kind of gyrate, you know, widely. But, you know, when it comes to recession, I think, you know, people think back to 2008, the most recent recession we had, which was almost a depression. You know, recessions can take a lot of forms. And if we do have a recession, which is just a natural part of the business cycle, I think it'll be pretty shallow if we have one at all. I think you might see with a very slight dip, but I really don't think that you'll see a deep recession by comparison.
Look at the timing of it, though, with the 2020 election next year. What does that mean?
Well, I think that's the whole point, right? I think that's what the Democrats have been trying to do is, you know, talk recession as much as possible. But, you know, the markets and Wall Street will be looking at some other indicators as well, including things like retail sales, which came in a little bit more positive than normal. You know, if you're an investor and, you know, let's say you're still working, you know, this is a great opportunity. I mean, you should be almost hoping for something like that so you could put more money into the market and buy a little bit cheaper. If you're worried about your job, of course, you know, the recession might hurt you. You should make sure you've got at least 3 to 6 months of cash reserves on hand so that you don't have to dip into your investments. If you're retired and you're relying on your portfolio for income, then what we do for our clients and what everybody I think should do is a good philosophy is keep a short-term bucket that can give you your next maybe 2 to 4 years of income needs so that you don't have to worry about a recession. You can take advantage of it. You can rebalance your portfolio, and you don't have to worry about the pressure of liquidating more shares to meet those income needs that you have. So there are things that you can do as an investor to position yourself for a recession so that you can turn a negative into a positive.
Yeah, that is good to hear. You know, this trade talk, the trade war with China, the president even this weekend is expressing confidence that they can negotiate a peaceful end to this, but he just says that, you know, he's not ready to do this at this point. Do you think it's that close?
I think that the Chinese will probably wait until closer to the election to see who's going to be president before they strike any major deals. I think the Chinese are very patient folks, and I think they're going to probably wait to see, you know, who's going to be sitting in the White House and what they think their probabilities of being able to strike a favorable deal for themselves are. However, you know, they're suffering a lot more pain than we are. We have a much stronger economy than they are. So their economy is slowing to a point they haven't seen in almost 20 years. And so, you know, we are definitely in a better position. Doesn't mean there's not pain for our U.S. farmers and consumers, but we're certainly in a better position to win the trade war long term. However, with the election coming up next year, I think the Chinese will probably, before they strike any major deals, will probably be more patient, try to wait things out.
Glenn, always great to talk with you. That's Glenn Wiggle of the Financial Guys joining us live this morning. The markets open at 9:30 a.m.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.